Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
All right, that is not going to be our normal intro, but that comes with the package. So if you are getting this live stream, I'm not expecting anyone to watch it, but we will see because this is new. It's the first time we're doing it. I am Josh Soroka from Section 336, and I'm with Andrew Stecca. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for Birdland tonight, and we've been telling people to go subscribe to the Birdland Sports stuff, but we haven't really put out exactly how this is going to work. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. I mean, maybe you subscribe. If you subscribe to the podcast, this is going to be the first episode of the podcast explaining what you're going to get this season. And I'll tell you, my biggest fear doing this whole thing, Andrew, is that any day now Major League Baseball could be delaying the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Birdland tonight. It could be Birdland tomorrow or the day after that or the day after that. Right. Who knows at this point, right? But when there's baseball, we'll be there to talk about it, right? That's kind of the whole idea.
We're prepared if it's a July 11th mark. Whatever. Is that when it was last year? It was after the 4th. I remember that.
I think it was even closer to – it might have been closer to August. But you know something? Time is a flat circle in this past 365 days. So who really knows at this point, right?
So here's the deal. We're planning on 162 games.
Absolutely. We would love it.
If the Orioles play more than 162, we'll be there with you.
We'll also be flabbergasted. But yes, we will be there with you.
It's going to be pretty amazing if that happens. Yes.
Well, Josh, the cool thing about this idea was it kind of came about from your brain trust and a lot of the kind of Baltimore-centric podcasts and blogs and Orioles, you know, fan folks kind of got together under your leadership and direction and thought, since there's not going to be a true pre and post game show on the broadcast for Orioles games this year, why not create one? So I that's kind of what this is going to be about. It's going to be about a community of folks to get together and talk about what's going on with the Orioles on a day in and day out basis, which I think is a really cool idea.
Right. So I like that you and I are doing this, because you and I are in a similar situation, as in we haven't watched the Masson pre or post game show in many years.
Right. Yeah. Because for those who don't know, I live out in Arizona, so I watch the games on MLB.tv, which doesn't show the pre or post. It just shows the game. So I you know, that's how
exactly.
I get it.
And I've been in Florida for 18 months, so I'm in the same position. But we all know why we watch that show. We watch it because they've got the Orioles license. They've got the interviews. But the opinions are pretty stale, and the opinions are pretty positive and pretty
let's call them under a certain direction. How about that?
it's almost like they are being paid by the Orioles to speak.
It's almost exactly like that.
So there's been this need for a post-game show that's not paid for by the Orioles. By fans.
And you nailed it. I think the other thing is for fans by fans. That the fans can, you know, have a voice in this. And the cool thing about doing it on a platform like this, where we're able to stream on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and, you know, a number of other outlets, is that fans will be able to, in real time, leave comments that we'll be able to react to in the moment. And, you know, it'll be a post-game show that will be like a second screen experience for you. But really, it kind of becomes your first screen with no actual post-game show after the games from here on out.
Right. And that's exactly what this is going to be. As soon as the game ends, your phone's going to buzz. And with a little reminder, whether you are subscribing and following to us on Twitch, which we would recommend, I think that's, we're going to try to gear stuff more towards Twitch, but we're going to go everywhere. So whether you subscribe to us on Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, make sure you have it checked to get notified when we go live, so that right after the game, you get that little reminder to come and join us. And it's not going to be Andrew and I every night. We've got we've got a bigger team than I expected that is going to even grow. We had a great Zoom meeting last night with a bunch of podcasters and bloggers. And so if there's any of these fan-made content, bloggers, podcasts that you listen to, they probably have someone that's going to be involved with this. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, you know, I think that's the thing too. After a game, everyone is looking to react to it. And maybe they go to, I think the most common place to go to is probably Twitter. There's a big Orioles Twitter contingent after a game that's going to react to things.
Yeah.
But now you'll have the opportunity to do that while also watching/listening to reaction from folks like us, and then being able to interact with us during all of that too, which I think is a really, you know, cool thing.
Right. So this is a test stream that you and I are doing right now. And kind of also put out there so people can get excited, get subscribed, and know what they're doing. So if you're watching, why don't you make a comment in the chat so we can test out that functionality? Because part of this is going to be the interactivity. Just like you would go on Twitter and post your comments, we want to gear you towards going and commenting on the live stream so we can interact and have that conversation. Because like we said, this is for fans by fans. And that's the whole goal. And Andrew, I don't know if you know this, but this is my second attempt at this. I tried this about 7 years ago.
Oh, is that? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So about 7 years ago, Section 336 was fairly new, and we partnered up with the Baltimore Sports Report and some other podcasts over there. And it was Baltimore Sports Report, Bird's Eye View, and us, and Oriole Spastics, I think, were involved as well. And we tried to do this. 162 games was a lot for like six people to do. So,
well, it's a lot for anyone. And that's kind of the, you know, the other cool thing is about this, you know, we'll be able to talk about and react to games, but we'll be able to talk about kind of larger themes around the game and the Orioles as well. Obviously with them going through what they're going through right now, it kind of gives us the breadth, and 162 games gives a lot of space. You know, it's not going to be, 30-minute post-game show of breaking down, you know, John Means' velocity and how good his breaking ball looked. Because, you know, you can only talk about that kind of thing so much. So there'll be
we're going to talk about it.
Oh, we'll talk about that. But I'm saying there will be ample opportunity to talk about, you know, plenty of other things as well related to the team and to baseball writ large.
And the great thing is it's going to be pretty much, you know how baseball season goes. It's almost every day. And I know – we all do podcasts basically once a week, which means like today is Thursday, and I really want to talk about the Felix Hernandez move, but my podcast 336 doesn't record till Monday. So the fact that when news breaks, we'll be able to talk about it's fun.
Exactly. And who knows, by Monday, there could be another obscure signing that comes about.
Exactly.
And the Felix Hernandez news is all of a sudden out of the picture.
Right. So here's what we need you to do. Go to birdlandtonight.com. That's up and running. It's very bare bones right now, but it's ready to go. Go onto Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We're not going to go to Snapchat. We're not going to go to TikTok unless you guys tell us there's some reason we need to. And you want to look for Birdland Sports. This is Birdland Tonight. We hope to grow even more shows. So let's go and subscribe to Birdland Sports on all those social media.
Yeah, Birdland Sports is the I've been finding it myself and you know, logging on and getting myself hooked up to be able to share content and get the word out, because I think this is going to be a really cool thing that's going to grow organically, and not a lot of people will know about it right now. And that's why we're doing this kind of thing, this kind of live stream, just to tell people what our plans are and what we're going to do.
Yeah. So the plan is that starting, I said the 17th, which is in 2 weeks, but I think we're going to, maybe we'll start it this coming Wednesday. If some people are interested, we're going to do weekly Wednesday shows, and they'll be 40 minute shows talking Orioles. So tune into there. Then we've got the week before opening day, we're going to do a podcast takeover week, so that every night there's a live stream by some podcast on this feed. It'll be Orioles podcast. It's not just going to be general podcast. It's going to be podcast by the host of Birdland Tonight. And then, of course, April 1st, that's when we're all planning opening day. So make sure you tune in after the game for some real analysis, or at least just a lot of fun after the game.
Yeah, yeah, no question. And I plan on jumping on with you in the lead up. And even though a lot of Orioles fans probably aren't going to be able to watch much of spring training, however much spring training there happens to be, but we'll at least be able to get the conversation going from this end of things. And you know, all the blogs and podcasts that are normally out there as well, we'll all be able to contribute.
Yeah, and this is 100% fan-made, fan-driven. It's for the fans. It's not for money. It's not a grab for anything, except that we think this is great content. We want it out there. We need you all, the listeners, the viewers. I got to get used to that viewer word instead of just being in people's ears. We need your help. So not only subscribe, but share the video, share about what's going on. I hear that Reddit has a really active Orioles community. I think I'm too old for Reddit. But go
I'm
going
to have to
there.
Check that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm unaware of that, but I'm a little bit on Reddit, but not so much.
That
I've dove into the Orioles side of things.
Right.
But
I know something about GameStop happened over on Reddit. I'd rather hear about the Orioles side of Reddit. So.
Yeah. No question. Well, I just was able to send a test message through Twitch to log in.
I see
in.
That. So and see how when you send a message, it pops up on our video feed. So everyone can see your test message, which is awesome. I mentioned doing this 7 or 8 years ago. Technology is so much easier now. We basically just streamed a Skype call before. This looks cool. This is exciting.
No question. StreamYard powers kind of what we do, and it makes things super easy. So we'll be able to blast a broadcast out to a number of different platforms, which makes it really easy and cool.
All right. Well, I think that takes care of it tonight. Birdland Sports on everything. Go follow and to start tuning in on Wednesdays and start spreading the word for Birdland Tonight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.